A recent study has found that over half of us turn to food for comfort during the winter months. And although, having said that, it is hardly a massive scientific breakthrough. But in fairness, we all know it's true. And that the nights get shorter and it's colder outside, our diets tend to go towards the comfort end of things. And joining me now to give me some advice on how to prepare some simple, healthy foods that feel like a good winter hug is chef and author Adrian Martin. Adrian, thanks a mil for coming in with us today. I know how absolutely mental you are.
I don't know if I'm that mental, but things are grand.
You say that, but you like, he named out about three things there before he came here. This. And I was like, yeah, okay, fair enough.
I mean, the baby is the kind of key thing, and having a restaurant is kind of...
Well, congratulations on both. Both very demanding.
I must give the restaurant a plug as well.
Do, go for it.
I'll start with it. It's Luigi Malone's in Temple Bar.
Luigi
been there since 97, and I took over there just in the last year.
Fantastic.
So I'm finally able to announce it, so it's very exciting.
That's, well,
yeah, the team are all so excited inside there, so it's great.
Well, give them all a big shout, and congratulations to you, and congratulations as well on becoming a new parent. So you're doing everything by help. You're coming in today though because we are talking obviously about winter warmers and comfort foods and all that kind of stuff. I am a huge fan recently of doing like my click and collect for my shop, so I need to know on my next big shop what staples do I need to add to that for the oncoming winter.
Yeah, I suppose like when we go to comfort food, it's not unhealthy, it's things that just give you kind of, I always say, a belly hug, basically. And it's trying to, I always say, in the winter I try and fatten myself up because I get very cold, so I don't mind putting on the weight at that stage. But I'd always say go to like things like root vegetables, celeriac.
Yeah.
We always forget about this vegetable.
So ugly.
It looks like an ugly brain of a thing. But its flavor profile is delicious. It tastes like celery and parsley mixed together, if anyone hasn't tried it before.
Celeriac soup is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, celeriac and apple soup.
Oh.
Genuinely divine.
Yeah,
apples are in season at the moment as well, so you pick apples everywhere. So try that. A little bit of grated apple into the soup is genuinely divine.
Fantastic.
So just, you're kind of tend to go to root vegetables. I like sweet potatoes, carrots, parsnips, those kind of things. And then pulses, so things that will kind of give that little bit of body. So lentils, chickpeas are great for like soups and casseroles, just as kind of like body fillers.
Bulk it up a little bit.
Yeah, just bulk it up. And then herbs and spices, we always tend to turn to those this time of year as well. So kind of, I love cinnamon this time of year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I tend to put it in a lot of things. Like even in a little stew, I'll chuck in a tiny little bit of cinnamon. It's a little bit weird, but it's like, you know what? It's autumnal. It's lovely.
Are you a basic girl right now? This is exactly, you're coming into the autumn season. You're like, oh, I'll get a pumpkin spice latte and a bit of cinnamon on top.
Yeah, same. I'm like that. Yeah, I go for that too. And it's just stocking up your pantry then with chopped tomatoes. Really key. I think chopped tomatoes will literally save you so many meals.
Okay.
And beans, and then obviously then pastas. So like, pick up loads of different shapes. There's that many shapes out there these days. Go for it. And I would turn to like some different types of rices and noodles, not coca noodles, but like you know, your rice noodles or your udon noodles, because you can make several dishes and broths and pho's and things like that from those.
So there's loads of different options there of like even the different shapes of the pasta nearly feels like you're having a different meal.
I know.
You know, but you're not. It's just the different textures. It's kind of like when you cook an egg four ways, like it all tastes a bit different.
Yeah, so my partner's vegetarian. Maria's vegetarian, and I mean, I listen to you pick up five different shapes of pasta sometimes and go, right, there's a different meal every week. Cacio e pepe. Next day is like veggie, carbonara, mushrooms. Might be just the same thing, but just a different shape.
It doesn't matter. You don't feel like you're getting a bit bored with it. You mentioned there at the very beginning, the fact that we say comfort food, it doesn't necessarily mean unhealthy or junk food.
Yeah, so I mean, comfort food for me comes to like dishes that are more like carb. So I think this time of year, like we're kind of lacking in that little bit of vitamin D because the weather can be that little bit of dull. So you're looking for things to give you energy. So carbs are great. And we always tend to look at carbs and say, oh no, shouldn't eat carbs or whatever. Like I ran the Dublin Marathon last year. I'm not running it this year, but I'm far from that this year. But this week in particular, because it's on this Sunday, we carb loaded like crazy. Mm. So for 4 days, you did nothing but eat carbs. And it was just literally this cheat code of energy source to give you that energy to go out and exercise, to go out and walk, to go out and do whatever. So what I always say is pick dishes that are kind of good carbs. So those wholemeal carbs are great slow releases of energy. They're full of fiber to aid in digestion. And I always tend to go for those. I have two dishes that I go for.
Okay, go on.
So I have a mac and cheese. Yeah, this sounds mad, but mac and cheese is like with a crispy pan grattato topping.
There that's we the go. Same. That's the chef in you now. I was like, mac and cheese is just very basic, but.
So what I tend to do is I make a, and I always go for like a wholemeal flour, a little bit of butter, and I make a roux, and then I make a bechamel sauce. So bechamel sauce, I use low fat milk in this, or sometimes I use oat milk.
Lovely.
As well, and then I toss in my macaroni into that. Very, very simple. Little bit of cheese, not a whole pile of cheese. And then the pan grattato is what's on top. So I blend up breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
So I'll always pick a bread that suits me. I've gone through so many different types of breads, and I'll be honest, like, bread doesn't really agree with me at all. I tend to get very bloated from bread. So you have to be very selective in what you pick. And pan grattato is where you mix smoked bacon, Parmesan cheese and crispy breadcrumbs. You toast them on a pan, and then you place that little crumbly topping on top of your mac and cheese. And genuinely, it is the most divine thing ever. And that's comfort food.
That is comfort food. And also, sorry, you made it sound very complicated at the beginning, but when you explain it out, you're like, that actually doesn't seem like it's going to take me all day.
I tend to name the things.
No, I love it. Yeah, I absolutely do love it. But sorry, this is what we all kind of want. We like, you want to throw around, oh, you never guess what I had for dinner last night. Well, I had a bit of
pancreatitis.
Yeah, and like, and everyone's like, oh, the notions of you. But you know, it is that kind of way that you can show off a little bit, but it didn't take you all day to do because everybody is busy. You mentioned the fact that we're not getting enough vitamin D coming into the winter now. Are there water foods that are naturally just really rich in that?
So naturally rich in that would be, I'd always say, fatty fish.
Okay.
So go for things like salmon, mackerel, sardines, unusually enough, are actually really full of vitamin D. Mushrooms can produce quite a lot of vitamin D if you leave them. So we tend to put the mushrooms into the fridge.
Yeah.
Actually, the day you cook the mushrooms, leave them out on the windowsill to get some light. They actually soak in vitamin D from the light.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, so mushrooms tend to lead to that themselves. And then I would tend to go to fortified foods then as well, which I think are great. So you'll see a lot of dairy products, like for instance the you know, the energy milks and things like that. Those are fortified with nutrients, so a lot of them would have vitamin D in it as well. But if you're really lacking, and I find it great as a supplement, and just consult your GP for it as well.
Okay.
But I do think it's really key for energy, like this time of year, and to fight any illnesses and everything. It is key to get that from your food source. And if you're finding you're lacking it from your food source, do look for a really good supplement.
Fantastic. So, okay, so far, you know, this is all music to my ears. We're carb loading, we're getting our vitamin D and, you know, get myself all ready for the winter. I am quite far from being master chef, right? So if you could you give me three simple meals? You've already given me the mac and cheese now with the fancy crust at the top of it. I can't even remember the name of it, but I'm like, I like the sound of it because I know the ingredients of it already. Can you maybe give me two more and maybe one veggie option?
Yeah. So I'm going to a dish I cook very regularly. This was actually the first dish I learned in college.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
I always go back to this one. So this is as easy as this. I'm talking about a novice chef at the age of, like, I think I was maybe 15 or 16. And first day in college, and we made coq au vin, which is a French dish, which is just literally chicken in wine.
Okay.
And it is literally a one pot wonder. So it's all for one in one pot.
Live for this. One pot.
So it's basically like where you buy, and you can do like chicken fillets if you want with this, but I tend to think that this lends nicer to the ones with the bone in.
Okay.
So if you can go for thighs and drumsticks, they're really, really cheap. You fry them off in that little bit of oil and salt and pepper. And then what you do then is you add in all your different ingredients in this. So this is a bocce garni. Bocce garni basically is where you take a leek and you stuff it with herbs. So you have, say, I don't know, like thyme, rosemary, parsley, and then you tie it with a little bit of string and this sits in. And then you add in your red wine, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, beef stock. I have a little bit of smoked bacon and mushrooms and shallot and garlic to this dish as well. Everything just goes into the one pot. You fry it all together. You reduce the wine slightly. Then you add in the beef stock. Place that into the oven. And leave, or in slow cooker actually is great as well.
Everyone loves a slow cooker.
Yeah. And leave that to cook and let it go lovely and tender. And that's coq au vin. It's very simple. Serve it with mashed potato. I need to talk about mashed potato.
Love a mash.
I think I grew up, I'm not going to slag off my mom too much, but my mom's mashed potato was lumpy and not great. Sorry, mom, but let's be honest, right?
So I went into chefing to rectify this, right?
Yes,
and here
exactly.
we are.
That's why I became a chef. My mom's cooking was bad. Okay.
Oh, Adrian, I pity you now.
No, my mom, she's a great cook. Don't worry, I'm only messing with her.
Of course you are.
I need to talk about mash. So I would say roosters lend themselves to a lovely, lovely, fluffy mashed potatoes. What we do is we bake the rooster and we roast it in the oven on salt. Sounds really unusual. So you roast it first.
Are we talking about like sea salt here now?
Yeah. Okay. So you draw any moisture out and you make it as dry and fluffy as possible.
Okay.
And then what we do then is we scoop out the insides after it's cooked, and then you make just a little bit of milk and butter mixed together.
Yeah.
And then you literally, when the mashed potato's hot, you mix all together with a nice spatula and salt and pepper. And that's literally, and it's the most simple thing, but the consistency is what's key. So how much of that mixture of butter and milk.
If you put too much in, it's going to go soggy. Yeah.
To take it to consistency, which is like a pom puree. So it's almost a pureed potato.
Okay.
But salt is key at the end. Seasoning is key. And that is the best mashed potato you have.
I'm making mash this evening. Like, that just sounds unbelievable. Yeah. So it does. This might be an absolute daft question, but, you know, if I've kind of had enough of my mash and all that kind of stuff, like, I love a salad, and especially one that I can like bring into work and whatnot.
Yeah.
Can you have warm ones? Like, because I assume you can't really put lettuce in the microwave.
No.
Like, it doesn't, like, even the thoughts of it is limp and like, ooh.
A little soggy lettuce there. Yeah. I mean, like, a warm salad can lend itself to nice things. I love Caesar salad.
Oh, I think
it's so good.
Yeah.
So, like, I love when the chicken's warm and the bacon's warm and the croutons are even warm.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you add those in quite last.
So I could have them nearly in two separate lunchboxes. I could have all the salads in one and have all the hot ingredients in another.
Yeah, I think, like, do your salad, like, so your cos lettuce or your romaine lettuce in one, have your dressing separate, and then, you know, have your bits that are going to be hot. I'd warm them up. Like, if you bring them to work, warm them up in the microwave and toss them through.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice. Or, like, I'm going very fancy. I do a warm steak salad.
Oh, now this is right up my street.
Yeah, so, like, I do... it's just a steak, just a ribeye steak, just fried, very simple, sea salt, cracked black pepper, cooked to your liking. I make chimichurri.
Do you know what I love more about eating chimichurri? It's saying chimichurri.
Yeah,
I actually love the word so much.
But the colour it adds to your food is so nice.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of lemony, but also that little bit of spice to it. And then rocket and parmesan shavings. So I would leave your rocket, parmesan shavings. It's kind of peppery.
Yeah.
Your steak, I'd heat up your steak. If you're doing it at work, obviously heat up your steak. It sounds a bit mad bringing steak to work.
I know, it's very notion-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's better than putting fish in the microwave, though.
This is kind of one we used to serve. It's just like this big bowl, and we'd do all the rockets, you know, lettuce leaves, you do your parm, I'm picturing it out. And then, it's just about like using loads of lemon and loads of chimichurri. It's so good.
Lemon, chimichurri, rockety salad, I'm all here for this, and the steak lashing on top of it. Adrian, I have to put it to you right now. I know we could talk about food all day, but if you could pick one comfort meal for yourself, what would it be?
This was so difficult, right? I was up all night and I had literally picked out 10 different things for this. When I seen this question, I was like, I don't know which one to choose. So I love curries. So I'd probably go to butter chicken.
Okay.
Naan bread, a little bit of fragrant rice, papadoms, and mango chutney. And like, I lash on the mango chutney on this. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's my comfort food.
I could quite literally go half and half mango chutney and a bit of chicken curry. Like, I need the mini cup portions. It's just so bloody tasty.
Yeah,
Adrian, thank you so much for coming in today. It is always great to have you. Broaden our ideas when it comes to food, especially this time of year when we're kind of stuck. That was chef and author Adrian Martin. We'll be right back after these. 2FM.